You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson, do you think Harden to the Brooklyn Nets can work? Can three alpha males work on the same team?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking at ball dominance, things like that. When you talk about, there's only two guys, right, that in terms of ball dominance, that would be Kyrie along with James Harden. And the only reason why, because Houston asked James to be that way. I think when you talk about Kevin Durant doesn't need to ball hog to make sure that he's getting what he needs to get when he touches the ball. He's knocking it down from the bottom of the net. So I'm not overly worried about three guys coexisting. They did it in OKC for a while there. They did it in Golden State, and it's been done throughout the history of the NBA. I just think that people put too much on the personalities of players, not realizing that they do all get along. They're friends.
Do you think you get to a certain point in your career, though, Keyshawn, where you can, I mean, like, for someone like James Harden, can he all of a sudden decide, I care so much about winning right now that I'm willing to accept a completely different role?
Well, because the role of scoring 40 points a night and shooting 50 times a night, that role didn't work.
Right.
So if I could shoot less and score less and still be as efficient when I do it and I'm winning chips, then of course.
Yeah, I would think it would reflect poorly on Harden because he's the guy without the ring, right? And he turned $50 million a year down because he wants to go play in Brooklyn. And if he gets his ego get in the way and they don't win, it's going to be on him. So he has to know the motivation is going to have to be to at least fall in line, at least in the beginning, because any lack of a championship is probably going to reflect poorly on him.
Yeah, and you know how everyone throws right now, everybody's throwing that $50 million number out there and the 103. It's like he turned that down. He really, in all honesty, probably is only turning down about $25 million because the team that he gets traded to can give him an extension at some point in time. It just won't be at full max. So,
right.
And going to Brooklyn in shoe money, going to New York from Houston in his shoe money, I'm sure will escalate. So he ain't standing on the corner with a sign.
Right. I don't know if you saw this story. Jamal Adams said that he was depressed when he played for the Jets. After games, he'd come home, he'd sit in the dark, no TV, no phone. He hated all the losing, and his father said, you got to get out of there. Then answer me this, Keyshawn. Why would he have taken the Mac all the money and stayed there if he was so miserable?
Why would he have taken the money?
Yeah. Because money's not going to buy you out of depression.
Well, who said that he didn't sign a deal with them, though?
No, because they never offered it, but he kept wanting it. So if the Jets had offered it to him, he would have taken it.
I think in the beginning, he probably would have taken it. You know how you ask for something, and after a while, they say they can't do it, and you say, you know what, man, never mind. I'm not going to keep begging. It ain't worth it. I think that, more or less, probably what you was dealing with in dealing with Jamal. You know, it's like that. No, like, I remember when I played for Tampa, having won the Super Bowl, hadn't been a major contributor on offense in terms of winning the Super Bowl, all of those things, under contract and everything. I came back the next year, and I put my house on the market in September, the start of the season. And everybody was like, why did Rick Stroud the St. Pete Times. Why you put your house on the market? I said, because hell or high water, no matter what they offer me, no matter how much money, no matter anything, when the season is over, I'm done with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I cannot play for this man. I cannot be around John Gruden, period. So it didn't matter, because when you feel a certain way, no amount of money can satisfy that. And so he may have gotten to that point where he was tired of begging for the Jets to pay him, and he just said, you know what, I'm frustrated, I'm tired of losing, it's not worth it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Right now, entering week 11, are the Giants the best team in the NFC East?
Yeah, they are. And I think I said this on y'all's show a while ago, and y'all laughed at me.
We never laugh at you.
Ever.
I think I said that they probably gonna win the division when they were sitting like at 1-7. I feel like I said it on your show. But they play, look, only game that they've gotten run out of the building is San Francisco.
Right.
Every other game, they've been in it, they've been around it, you know, and it's up for grabs. Now, Andy Dalton's coming back to the party for the Cowboys. What does that mean? Does that mean all of a sudden the Cowboys get their act together? I don't think so. But the Giants are probably the best team playing right now in the NFC East. I would say Philadelphia probably has the better pieces when they're fully healthy than the Giants and the Cowboys.
In closing, is there a scenario that you see that Sam Darnold is with the Jets next year?
I'm so tired of the Sam Darnold scenarios, man.
It's driving me crazy.
It's like, you know, it's one of those deals where it's like, okay, man, I don't know which way to go. I just know what I would do if I had the controls. I'd try to build the team around him and not just give up because nothing's been around him. Now, if I'm keeping Adam Gase, then that's a different conversation. But if I'm not keeping Adam Gase and I'm keeping Sam Darnold, I'm taking whatever pick I get at the top and I'm going and I'm auctioning it off because I got my quarterback of the future. If not, Sam will go somewhere and be in a perfect position. Go somewhere like Pittsburgh, being retires in 2 years. He takes over and wins 5 Super Bowls. The New York Jet fans will want to completely burn down the building.
See, here's the one thing that I argue with Don about this, Keyshawn. You don't think that Sam has any of the blame for the ineffectiveness for 3 years? He has no blame?
Yes, he has underachieved. He has some blame. But if he's throwing the damn football to me and you right now at our age, them dudes ain't better than me and you right now. The guys that he was playing with are not better than me and you. I can literally, and I'm saying this loud and clear, I can literally get off the couch right now and put a game plan together that'll look better than what the damn Jets have been doing with Adam Gase to protect my quarterbacks and help us put points on the board. I promise you I can. And I'm not just talking for clickbait.
Now, Key, we talked about it. It's been that way not just the last 2 years, but his first year. Now, the question is, could the damage be irreparable?
Yeah, I don't think he's damaged. I don't think mentally he's scarred. I mean, we're not looking at a Carr from Houston situation. Mm. He wasn't sacked 900 times where he's fractured.
We hope not.
No, I know. No.
We have him on every week, Key, and he sounds defeated. He just sounds so depressed.
Because he's probably just tired of hearing the negative. Like, at some point, it's like, dude, do you not get that I don't have anything around me? Like, at some point, he's probably sick and tired of having to listen to y'all, listen to us, listen to everybody else that is not trying to understand what's really going on. And because he's a stand-up guy, he's not going to say what the real problem is.
Right.
Exactly.
He ain't me. Because if I was going to tell you, I'd be like, man, that coach can't coach. Y'all killing my career. Get me out of here.
Yeah, but that, you know what? Some people would look at you and say that you were wrong for doing that, but at least you protected your brand.
You really think I care?
No, and that's why he shouldn't care either, because he keeps taking all the blame. He takes all of the blame.
He's the quarterback. That's what they're going to do. They're going to play the role. They're going to play the role of everything's great. Oh, my God, I got to play the role. Instead of just being real with it. Be real with it, man. You ain't got to fool me. Just tell me what it is. I have no problem telling you Adam Gates can't coach, whether I'm retired or whether I was on the team and he was coaching the team. Because I might even tell him to his face, you can't coach, man. You're horrible for this job.
Keyshawn, we thank you. And we can listen to you every day right here on 98.7 from 6 to 9 on our morning show. Thanks, Key.
All right, bud.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.